Shelling from the ridge positions on our left slowed us down. Our planes made airstrikes, and our ships and artillery attacked the ridges. But Japanese shells kept coming in. The company had an increasing number of casualties. We moved our mortar several times to avoid the shelling, but the Japanese artillery and mortar fire got so heavy and caused such losses to the battalion that our attack was finally called off about noon. On our right, 2-5 made better progress. That battalion moved forward through thick jungle, shielded from enemy observers, then turned east and moved out onto the smaller prong of Peleliu's Lobster Claw. We moved behind 2-5 eastward across the Causeway Road to exploit their gain. Again, shielded by thick woods, we moved away from Bloody Nose. We pitied the 1st Marines attacking the ridges. They were suffering heavy casualties. "The word is that 1st Marines catching hell," said Snafu. "Poor guys, I pity him," another man said. "Yeah, me too. But I hope like hell they take that damn ridge and we don't have to go up there," said another. "That shelling coming from up there was hell, and you couldn't even locate the guns with field glasses," added someone else. From what we had seen thrown at us from the left flank during the past 2 days, and what I saw of the ridges then, I felt sure that sooner or later every battalion of every regiment in the division would get thrown against Bloody Nose. I was right. The 1st Marines' predicament at the time was worse than ours in 3-5. They were attacking the end of the ridge itself, and not only received heavy shelling from enemy caves there, but deadly accurate small arms fire as well. Being tied in with the 1st Marines at the time, we got the word straight from the troops themselves, and not from some overly optimistic officer in a CP putting pins on a map. The word passed along the line to us told that when the men of 2-1 moved up toward the Japanese positions following pre-assault artillery fire, the enemy fired on them from mutually supporting positions, pinning them down and inflicting heavy losses. If they managed to get onto the slopes, the Japanese opened fire point-blank from caves as soon as our artillery lifted. The enemy then moved back into the caves. If Marines got close enough to an enemy position to attack it with flamethrowers and demolition charges, Japanese in mutually supporting positions raked them with crossfire. Each slight gain by the 1st Marines on the ridges came at almost prohibitive cost in casualties. From what little we could see of the terrain and from the great deal we heard firsthand of the desperate struggle on our left, some of us suspected that Bloody Nose was going to drag on and on in a long battle with many casualties. The troops got paid to do the fighting. I made $60 a month, and the high command, the thinking. But the big brass were predicting optimistically that the Japanese defenses in the ridges would be breached any day, and Peleliu would be secured in a few days. For nearly a week of bitter combat, Major General William H. Rupertus insisted that the 1st Marine Division could handle the job on Peleliu alone. Only after the 1st Marine Regiment was ground down to a nub, suffering 56% casualties, did Major General Roy Geiger, commander of the 3rd Marine Amphibious Corps, overrule Rupertus and order in the U.S. Army's 321st Infantry Regiment to help the Marines. As 3-5 moved eastward on 18 September, a buddy commented sadly, "You know, Sledgehammer, a guy from the 1st Marines told me they got them poor boys making frontal attacks with fixed bayonets on that damn ridge, and they can't even see the nips that are shooting at them. That poor kid was really depressed. Don't see no way he can come out alive. There just ain't no sense in that. They can't get nowhere like that. It's slaughter." "Yeah, some goddamn glory-happy officer wants another medal, I guess, and the guys get shot up for it. The officer gets the medal and goes back to the States, and he's a big hero. "Hero my ass. Getting troops slaughtered ain't being no hero," said a veteran bitterly. And bitterness it was. Even the most optimistic man I knew believed our battalion must take its turn against those incredible ridges, and dreaded it.